this album. So with that, welcome into the third and final hour, friends.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Well, there's old Grandpappy, and he sure looks happy with Granny just a-slapping her knees. There's old Aunt Mary with funny Uncle Harry, and they're trying to give the baby a squeeze. There's long-lost cousins, kitties by the dozens, and they're gonna stay the whole day long. Get together now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. The turkey's on the table now, and when you're feeling able, you can take another helping if you will. But soon as you eat it, I'm afraid you gotta beat it, 'cause you gotta give the chair to Brother Bill. And hey, Uncle Marty, it's an all-night party, and don't you pour the drinks too strong. Get together now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Christmas time, as I trim every bough, branch, and limb. But I don't want to see an angel on the tree till you're back in my arms once again. Christmas angel, I have named you since the day we first trimmed a Christmas tree. And I called it my love, and I placed up above a little angel where I wanted you to be. And I get you on my mind every year at Christmas time, as I trim every bough, branch, and limb. But I don't want to see an angel on the tree till you're back in my arms once again. Christmas angel, I have named you for the Christmas tree I'm holding in my heart. And I'm leaving a spot for your love on the top, Christmas angel, even though we're far apart. I get you on my mind every year at Christmas time, as I trim every bough, branch, and limb. But I don't want to see an angel on the tree till you're back in my arms once again. I get you on my mind every year at Christmas time, as I trim every bough, branch, and limb. But I don't want to see an angel on the tree till you're back in my arms once again. Till you're back in my arms once again.
It's once again that time in the program where we like to pay tribute to the East Coast ballads of country music, keeping with the tradition of this Wayback Country Jamboree's 89th celebration to the life of none other than Stompin' Tom Connors. I would like to pay tribute to a trip we're going to take here on this morning's show to the Maritimes. Having been born in St. John's, New Brunswick, and growing up on a farm located on Skinner's Pond, Prince Edward Island, I would like to do a trip through the eastern coast of Canada. Today, with a salute to the Maritimes, first let's hear from New Brunswick and Mary. Then we'll cross over the bridge to PEI with a song called Song of the Irish Moss. And Stompin' Tom also recorded this song with the name Russell Albert in it. And that was his stepfather way down there in Skinner's Pond, PEI. Then we'll go back to Nova Scotia and hear an all-time favorite titled Sable Island, which is about the graveyard of the Great Atlantic Ocean, just off the coast of Nova Scotia. And we'll wrap up with none other than Margot's Cargo way out there on the Rock of Newfoundland. So with that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in on the Eastern Seaboard, especially Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. And just say good morning. Welcome in, friends.
I get heartsick and blue for New Brunswick and you since I left for the west and the prairie. And the stars up above know the two things I love are my home in New Brunswick and Mary. I'll bet the salmon are all running now along the old Miramichi, and in Woodstock the potatoes will be doing fine. While away out west in the wheat fields, with Mary still in my heart, I've got far away New Brunswick in my mind. And I get heartsick and blue for New Brunswick and you, since I left for the west and the prairie. And the stars up above know the two things I love are my home in New Brunswick and Mary. I can see the cattle just coming home in Sussex where Mary lives, and I catch the glimpse of a moose in the lonesome pine. While away out west in the wheat fields, with Mary's love in my heart, I've got far away New Brunswick in my mind. And I get heartsick and blue for New Brunswick and you, since I left for the west and the prairie. Stars up above know the two things I love are my home in New Brunswick and Mary. I get heartsick and blue for New Brunswick and you, since I left for the west and the prairie. And the stars up above know the two things I love are my home in New Brunswick and Mary. Prince Edward Island, when the winds are on the blow and the ocean waters rolling through the reefs and rocks below, and the Irish moss comes drifting where the white cap waters roar, with my scoop and my fork and my wagon and horse, I'll be heading on down the shore. With my scoop and my fork and my wagon and horse, I'll be heading on down the shore. On old Prince Edward Island, where the Irish moss is found, with bags and ropes and baskets, they come from miles around. Thrashing through the water, being careful not to fall, 'cause one good dash and a hell of a splash, you could lose your overalls. One good dash and a hell of a splash, you could lose your overalls. There's horses in the water and horses on the road, and here comes old Russell Elward, and he's hauling up another big load. And the party lines keep ringing, and the word keeps passing on, You can hear them roar from the Tignish Shore, there's moss in Skinner's Pond. You can hear them roar from the Tignish Shore, there's moss in Skinner's Pond. On old Prince Edward Island, there's one big hullabaloo. The boys and the girls and the old folks, they're gonna make a few bucks too. Getting wet to the neck in the ocean, where the waves all turn and toss. But it's a free-for-all and they're having a ball, they're bringing in the Irish moss. It's a free-for-all and they're having a ball, they're bringing in the Irish moss. Now the moss plant boys are waiting to pay so much a pound. And there goes a guy on horseback, and they both look damn near drowned. But all those smiling faces just mean one thing to me. For every man with a calloused hand, there's a blessing from the sea. For every man with a calloused hand, there's a blessing from the sea. There's an islander somewhere lonesome, 'cause he can't be home today. To have a little sip of the moonshine and haul another load away. In the land of the great potato, where the lobster feeds are wild. And we thank the boss for the Irish moss on old Prince Edward Isle. We thank the boss for the Irish moss down on old Prince Edward Isle. About 100 miles off the coast of my Nova Scotian home, there's an island with a tale of woe to tell. It's the graveyard of the old Atlantic Ocean, and they say it flies the phantom flag of hell. There's a demon down below the swirling waters, who has claimed the bones of about 10,000 men, who were shipwrecked on the shoals of Sable Island. And he left her dying voices on the wind. So sailor, take warning and pray every morning when it's your luck to sail on a dreary day. For Sable Island, more than any other island, has taken more ships and the lives of men away. It has taken more ships and the lives of men away. 500 wrecks can be found on the shores of Sable Isle, with their treasures unrecovered in the sand. They've been guarded by the herd of hungry horses and the ghostly apparitions of the land. Sable Island that defies a chart position, always moving with the old Atlantic tide, lies awaiting for some unsuspecting vessel and the sands of hell to turn her on her side. So sailor, take warning and pray every morning when it's your luck to sail on a dreary day. For Sable Island, more than any other island, has taken more ships and the lives of men away. It has taken more ships and the lives of men away. Many hundred men through the years have been banished by their kings to the graveyard of the old Atlantic sea, where they killed each other off to keep on living until death itself could never set them free. They still walk among the wrecks of Sable Island, forever calling sailors to their doom. When the fog is thick, ahoy, there's a vessel on her journey to that land beyond the tomb. So sailor, take warning and pray every morning when it's your luck to sail on a dreary day. For Sable Island, more than any other island, has taken more ships and the lives of men away. It has taken more ships and the lives of men away. Have you heard the news in Newfoundland rolling around the rock? How Reggie brought for Margie home a cowsy dungsy clock. With Margie being a farm girl, she almost took a fit to find the cowsy dungsy clock was really made of it. The clock was from Toronto, and her mind was soon made up. She said to Reggie, get the cow and load her on the truck. We're heading for Ontario and we're off to make her big. Cause Margo's got the cargo by and Reggie's got the rig. Reggie's got the rig. Reggie's got the rig. Margo's got the cargo by and Reggie's got the rig. Now they're rolling through the Maritimes, the truck was nearly full. The cow began to fall, she was lonesome for the bull. The Mountie pulled them over, is there something I can do? Go right ahead, Sir Margie said, climb in the back and move. Now when they got to Montreal, they missed the auto route. But they found that everyone in town was glad to help them out. The sooner you hit Toronto, they said, the sooner you'll make her big. Cause Margo got the cargo by and Reggie's got the rig. Reggie's got the rig. Reggie's got the rig. Margo's got the cargo by and Reggie's got the rig. Now the truck was overflowing when Toronto hit the rise. The 401 was full of dung and the cab was full of flies. We're losing lots of money, Reg, we can't afford to stop. We gotta find the place that makes the cowsy dungsy clock. Well, I wish you could have been there on the corner of Queen and Young. When Margo found the company and she dumped her load of dung. And when she found the office, she was singing and doing a jig. Margo's got the cargo buys and Reggie's got the rig. Reggie got the rig. Reggie got the rig. Margo brought the cargo buys and Reggie brought the rig. It was later in the evening when they heard from Mr. Judge. I don't know what to give yous, but I'll never hold a grudge. I think $1,000 would be fair to hand you down. And 30 days of lodging will be free upon the town. Now Margo says to Reggie, what a hell of a deal we struck. We might have lost a cow by, but still we got the truck. And now they're back in Newfoundland, they're loading up the pig. Cause Margo got the cargo by and Reggie's got the rig. Reggie's got the rig. Reggie's got the rig. Margo's got the cargo by and Reggie's got the rig. Margo's got the cargo by and Reggie's got the rig.
Hi friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Well, yes, friends, it is once again time to welcome a very special third and final interview guest onto the Wayback Country Jamboree this morning on this, our celebration to our beloved king of Canadian country music, Stompin' Tom's 89th birthday celebration. Now, just because he is the last guest does not mean he's less important than any of the other guests on the Wayback Country Jamboree this morning. He is a longtime Stompin' Tom fan for years, also a true historian, fellow proud Canadian, who is keeping the legacy of Stompin' Tom alive and well in today's era. Through the Facebook page dedicated to Stompin' Tom Connors, titled Stompin' Tom Connors Fan Club. That is on Facebook. Now, it's an honor to welcome Alan Dalton to our program this morning in this interview with Alan. Now, following this, we will play an all-time favorite that he asked me to play for his mother out there in Sault Ste. Marie, and it's from 1969 called Algoma Central 69. With that, here's a great friend of mine and a true friend to many Stompin' Tom fans through Facebook, Mr. Alan Dalton.
Thanks for having me, Johnny. How are you?
Very good, and it's a pleasure to be talking to you. How's everything down Prince Edward Island these days?
Oh, going pretty good. We're starting to get some real winter weather now.
Yes, for sure. So let's go into how you first got acquainted with his music.
As a kid, I guess. It was played around when I was really small, and I just, as you can imagine, his music stood out among a lot of other people's because he was different.
Yes, you know,
he wasn't like everybody else. So as a kid, he stood out to you, you know, and he wasn't afraid to make a fool of himself sometimes. But you know, he also made some pretty serious tunes there too. Like yes, he wasn't just novelty kind of thing, but he made all kinds of music for everybody. And I think that's what made him,
He was. He was the man of the land in many ways, yes.
He appealed to so many people too, you know.
Exactly.
And there was a chance he probably thumbed his way to your part of town anywhere in Canada. So
that's right. And he wrote about your brother, your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather, whoever. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, somebody you knew along the way.
That's right. Exactly. That's right.
Made him so unique. Right?
That's for sure, yeah. So you're from Prince Edward Island. What is the reaction to him down there for those who have never been to the East Coast?
Well, I'm not from Prince Edward Island. My dad is. And
okay.
My dad's family is. I'm originally from Ontario myself.
Okay.
I live here now. But it was always seemed to be more of a... Tom was always more of a presence here on the island, you know, obviously because he spent some of his formative years here in Skinner's Pond and, you know... And he did a lot of his early music work here in PEI. I was actually talking to a friend of my aunt's not long ago about JR's Bar, which he wrote about in a song once that was here in Charlottetown. And a lot of artists got their start there. Tom was given a chance to get a leg up there. Anne Murray was, John Allen Cameron, guys like that. So, you know, I guess when they found someone who was a local islander, it was a real big deal.
And they gave them the publicity, exactly, yes.
Yeah, and when you write a song about the island, you know, that became such a big hit, like Bud the Spud.
For sure.
You know,
for sure.
You know, mm-hmm. It makes all islanders stand up and go, hey, that's us, you know.
I also understand that you have an interesting proposition for the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I want to announce it kind of on your show. I want to see if there's a possible way to get Tom inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame for the hockey song, because I really think that song has done a lot for the sport. And, it's played at a lot of hockey rinks across Canada and North America, from what I've heard.
Well, it's the national anthem for all hockey players, more or less, yes.
And it's one of those songs that's just I've worked in hockey quite a bit over my life, and every time I've heard that song come on the loudspeaker, it just gets the crowd going. And it, you know, and he's been asked to play it several times. I played it at the Hockey Hall of Fame induction ceremony when Gretzky went in.
Yes.
Okay. So things like that. And he's played it at the opening of the NHL Awards. So I just think maybe he belongs in there, maybe under the Builders category.
Well, true. Yes. I never thought of that. I was wondering what category he would have fit into. But yeah, the Builders would be.
And I'm just thinking, I've talked to someone at the Hall of Fame, and I think the first thing you're supposed to do is get a petition.
Yes.
So if you... somewhere down the line when I try and get that going.
Well,
if there's
anything we can do to help, you know we're on board for it.
That sounds great. You guys are very supportive of Canadian talent.
Well,
Tom,
we try.
Especially.
Exactly.
But yeah, I just think it'd be great to have that honor bestowed upon him for, you know, doing what he did, that song, doing what it's done for hockey over the years. And I just think it'd be great to see him hanging up on the wall with some of the other greats that are already there.
So you also live close to the Stompin' Tom Center down in PEI?
A couple hours away. We live in Charlottetown, which is about a couple hours, but we have some vacation land, which is about 20 minutes from Skinner's Pond, where my father grew up.
Yeah.
So, we go up there sometimes for lunch. There's entertainment there every day from 1 o'clock till 2 o'clock. It really packs people in, and the museum's up there, and the schoolhouse that he went to. And
the schoolhouse is still there, is it?
Yes, yeah. You can go into you can go take a walk around the house that he actually lived in with his step parents back then.
Yes.
So it's quite a spot. Because for years it was boarded up and
exactly. Like that's what I remember was the boarded up schoolhouse. I never really was to the center before.
Yeah. If you get a chance, I highly recommend coming back and checking it out. And anyone else listening, if you're down here, make the trip up to the west end of the island to see it, because it really is quite a. It's nice to see something there for him, because he really did make the island what it was. was.
And he put it on the map in many ways.
Oh, he sure did. And the thing that always amazes me is, you know, he was known for hitchhiking a lot. I still can't believe somebody got from there off the island.
Exactly.
It amazes me. Mm-hmm. It truly does amaze me, because it's not an easy trip to get from Skinner's Pond down to where the bridge or where the boat was back
at
the time.
No, I remember about 2006 I went out there, and it's quite a... we never really got to Skinner's Pond on that trip because of how far it was from the bridge.
Yeah, it's not close. It's a beautiful drive, don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful spot, but I mean, it's nice to see the road going down to the harbor and the beautiful beach there. It's the Stompin' Tom Road, as it's called, and which is quite an honor, I would think, to have as well. But it really is worth the drive up there if you get the chance and you're down here for the summer. There's more to Prince Edward Island than Charlottetown and Cavendish, and so it's worth taking the drive out of your way to get up there, I think, anyway.
Now, you were also mentioning about keeping his legacy into the future. What can we do about that?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, keep the hockey song alive. Yes. And, you know, by getting... maybe trying to see if we can get him into the Hall of Fame would be... I mean, even if he doesn't, maybe you'll get some attention for trying.
Yes, true.
I'm thinking to get another generation onto his music, maybe use it in TikTok videos, because I think young people get into music by hearing songs on TikTok a lot. Reels on the internet, little things like that, even if it's just a portion of a song, maybe somebody will hear it and go, who is that, you know?
Exactly, yes, like they have so many others of the legends.
Yeah, because it seems to me like his music is disappearing off the landscape a little bit, and I find, if we can keep it going.
I was talking to Duncan Frimlin. He's ahead of this interview during the first hour, and he was saying that there's a whole another decade of people that don't even know who Tom is, which is sad.
Yeah, and that's what I'd like to see, if there's a way to do it. Like, I mean, your show obviously keeps doing that. There's another radio show based out of Charlottetown called the Saturday Night Hoedown, which has been playing old country music for 60 years on Saturday nights. And they'll play at least one Stompin' Tom song a week. So that kind of helps a little bit. Use it in a movie. Use it in a TV episode or a commercial or a TikTok video.
And that's what's overdue, too, is a movie on his life.
I think that would be a lot, too. Yes. That would do quite a bit.
Or even a documentary
would be fantastic, but I guess the tough thing is with every documentary is what angle do you take at it,
very true.
And where do you get all the material, you know, because I don't know if you saw Tom Green just made one on his life recently, the comedian out of Ottawa.
No, I didn't know that.
It's on one of the streaming services, but anyway. Okay. Like, where, how do you get access to all the stuff you really want? Yeah, it's hard to say, like, I mean, but you know, it's, I guess you got to see, is there enough interest for it? But I think it would build a lot of interest if something like that came out.
So tell us a little bit about your interviews that you do on your YouTube channel.
It's about Canadian music. It's called Canadian Music in the 80s and 90s and More. I can, you know, spread my wings a little bit. Yes. And do stuff other than that. It started with my involvement with John Arsenault and the Stompin' Tom fan club. I was interviewing people that used to play with Tom.
Okay.
In his band over the years. I've become friends with Billy McInnes. He played fiddle with Tom for many years. And I just thought, you know, why couldn't I branch out and do some stuff on my own, which I have. Because I know Duncan Frimlin pretty well, too.
Yes.
And the Whiskey Jack fellas.
Very good friend of mine, yes.
I thought, why can't I do some of this on my own? So I started doing some of my own stuff with Canadian artists and stuff like that. I've interviewed some that aren't Canadian, but... or just doing things in Canada, stuff like that. I'm actually going to interview a comedian tomorrow night. So.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
So that's kind of branching out a little bit, which I like to do once in a while.
Yes.
I'd like to get you on my podcast.
That'd be nice too, Alan. Yeah.
Because what you're doing is pretty rare in the radio industry, actually. I think it is, because, I mean, you're doing a show and playing music that just doesn't get played anymore.
Well, that's true. Very true. We're trying to keep the legends like Tom, different ones alive, for sure. Yes.
Yeah, like you just don't hear this kind of music anymore.
No, we don't.
And it's missing, you know. It's where today's music came from. If we don't keep that preserved and for people to hear, you know, I like seeing where stuff came from.
That's true. And how they got there and who they were and everything, exactly, yes.
I mean, you hear all these new country songs and they mention classic country artists, and I wonder if some of the kids these days even know who they're singing about.
It's very true, Alan. Yes, that's true. I never never thought of it that way, but yes, it makes sense.
You know, like, I mean, everybody knows who the Johnny Cash is and the George Joneses are, and but the do George they know? Strait, that yeah, thing. Like, I mean, I don't know if it's played around the kids the way it was when I was. Like, I mean, I knew who Jim Reeves was when I was 10 years old.
Exactly. We knew them before we even knew some of our own people, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. It was around me before I got developed my own taste in music, and I still turn it up when I hear it today.
Yes. For sure.
So
tell us about working with John Arsenal and the fan club you guys have on Facebook there.
It's great. It really does it gets you in touch with Tom's fans and realize there are quite a few of them out there. You know, you like hear it. It's great because we get them to post their stories about whether they've met Tom or their favorite songs, and they often post pictures of some of their collections of either CDs or record.
Exactly. You know, it's a fun place to be.
Yeah, it's fun to see the, you know, some people post ticket stubs of shows that they've went to, and you're, you know, it really makes you remember, you know, the impact Tom had when he was alive and doing his thing.
Like, it's I remember seeing him in Shawville, Quebec. There was 50,000 people.
Wow.
That was amazing. As far as the eye could see, you could see people.
The thing I always remembered, though, when I did see him in concert was the difference in age groups. Like, I mean,
yes,
you'd see older people, you'd see people in their 20s and 30s, you'd see little kids, and they're all just, you know, clapping along and enjoying the music. And that's kind of the thing I'd like to keep going, you know what I mean? See if we can keep it
generational.
If there's some kind of tribute show that travels, bring your kids to hear it, you know what I mean?
Exactly. I know Whiskey Jack and Duncan does one for sure, but
another dream of mine is to try and call together as many of Tom's ex-band members together and do a show at the Stompin' Tom Center sometime.
That'd be very amazing.
But I mean, I know logistically it's not easy to do, but I think that would be a big, because who could play Tom's music better than people that played
that
with
did
him
it.
You know, so I mean, and there's a lot of great musicians in there. You know, we had J.P. Cormier and Dave Gunning and played with him, Billy McInnes, Tim Hadley.
Al Widmeyer.
Yeah, exactly. Al Widmeyer's another guy who played with Tom for a long time. He's a very talented musician as well. True. You know, it'd be great to see them all here on the island. And the other thing I've talked to Brian Edwards a couple of times, who used to be Tom's promoter when he came out of his self-imposed retirement. And I didn't realize how many people in the music industry in the States knew who Tom was.
For sure.
Like, he told me that little Jimmy Dickens always asked him how Stompin' Tom was doing whenever he was down in Nashville, which I had no idea.
That's amazing.
Apparently Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters is a huge Stompin' Tom fan.
Is that right? I see.
Yeah, which I never would have predicted. I wouldn't even think you would have known who he was.
I didn't realize he would be known down south.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so. Yeah. And the other thing I was wondering is, I saw two weeks ago, Keith Urban did a surprise show at the Horseshoe Tavern.
Oh, is that right? Yes.
And I don't know if you've been there before or recently.
No,
but
I haven't. I didn't know it was still in existence.
There's a big mural off to the side of the stage of Gord Downie and Stompin' Tom on there, and I'm wondering if Keith was looking over, wondering who they were, or maybe he did know who they were. I don't know.
Exactly.
So that always strikes me as, I wonder if they knew who Tom was. You know,
yes.
That kind of thing. So, but I assume a lot of people in the industry probably knew who he was.
So in closing today, tell us what song you would like me to play of Tom's for his 89th birthday.
Well, last year I asked you to play the Song of the Irish Moss because my dad was raised up in that part of PEI where Tom was.
Yes.
And I'd like to do something for my mother, if it's okay with you. She was born in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario.
Sure.
So I was hoping maybe you could play Algoma Central 69 for my mom.
One of my favorites, yes. We'll get that on for you. Yeah.
That sounds great. It's awesome. I really appreciate that.
Well, it sounds good, Alan. And keep on stomping and keep on the maple leaf flying high.
Will do. And you will too, I assure you.
I sure will, yes. God bless you, Alan, and we'll talk to you soon.
Take care, John.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
She's on a fire hopping spree back in Sault Ste. Marie. Because of me, she's now a fallen star. She could have been true, but I left her in the Sioux, and I traveled north upon the ECR. But if it's go home or be a roamer, I've made up my mind. So take me home tonight, Algoma Central 69. I was working one day when I heard this fella say, he met my girl while drinking at the bar. The though we fought between us two, still he swore that it was true. Now I curse that day I wrote the ACR. But if it's go home or be a roamer, I've made up my mind. So take me home tonight, Algoma Central 69. Though it might be in vain, here I wait for the train. I hope it's not too late to right the wrong. When she rolls around the bend, we'll be southbound again. Come on, old ACR, wheels move along. She's on a bar hopping spree back in Sault Ste. Marie. Because of me, she's now a fallen star. She could have been true, but I left her in the Sioux, and I traveled north upon the ACR. But if it's go home or be a roamer, I've made up my mind. So take me home tonight, Algoma Central 69. Take me home tonight, Algoma Central 69.
Now, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that interview with Alan. And following that, we will play the all-time national anthem of every hockey player this side of the border. And that is none other than the hockey song by Stompin' Tom Connors, dedicated to all the hockey players, past and present, of Canada, and especially to those in the Hockey Hall of Fame. It would be an honor to see him and the hockey song inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame of Canada, but if it ever happens, who knows? But in the meantime, here's this song that gave Stompin' Tom great fame through Hockey Night in Canada, none other than the hockey song. Welcome in, friends.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's Hockey Night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs, too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink. And the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name. It's the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Well, yes, friends, there's a lot of songs that we gotta fit into the program, but with there only being about half hour left of this program, how do I fit them all in? With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to another song that we had a lot of requests for through the Facebook page, and that is none other than Big Joe Muffraw. Now, from 2009, I would like to play a live version of this classic by Stompin' Tom. So let's turn back the years and remember this off the old DVD and program that he recorded live back in 2009, titled Stompin' Tom Connors Live in Concert.
We got to get back to talking a little bit about some more Canadianism, all that wonderful stuff that's going on in Ottawa these days. What we need in Ottawa is what we used to have back in the old days. A fella lived about 140 years ago was too damn bad he ain't living now. Hey, man in Ottawa was Mufferoy Joe. Mufferoy Joe. Big Joe Mufferoy paddled in the Mattawa all the way from Ottawa in just one day. Hey, hey. On the River Ottawa, the best man we ever saw was Big Joe Mufferoy, the old folks say. Come and listen and I'll tell you what the old folks say. Daddy say Big Joe had an old pet frog, bigger than a horse and he barked like a dog. And the only thing quicker than a train upon a track was Big Joe riding on the bullfrog's back. Heave high, ho, the best man in Ottawa was Mufferoy Joe. Mufferoy Joe. They say Big Joe used to get real wet from cutting down timber and working up the sweat. And everyone will tell you around Carlton Place the Mississippi dripped off of Big Joe's face. Heave high, ho, the best man in Ottawa was Mufferoy Joe. Mufferoy Joe. Joe had the portage from the Gatineau down to see a little girl he had in Kempville Town. He was back and forth so many times to see that gal. The path he wore became the Rideau Canal. Heave high ho, the best man in Ottawa was Mufferoy Joe. Mufferoy Joe. Big Joe Mufferoy paddled in an Ottawa all the way from Ottawa in just one day. On the River Ottawa, the best man we ever saw was Big Joe Mufferoy, the old folks say. Come and listen and I'll tell you what the old folks say. They say Big Joe put out a forest fire halfway between Renfrew and Old Ironbriar. He was 50 miles away down around Smith Falls, but he drowned out the fire with five spitballs. Heave high ho, the best man in Ottawa was Mufferoy Joe. Mufferoy Joe. There's all kinds of tall tales about Big Joe. Get this one. He jumped in the Calabogie Lake real fast. He swam both ways to catch a cross-eyed bass. But he threw it on the ground, said, I can't eat that. So he covered her over with Mount St. Pat. Heave high ho, the best man in Ottawa was Mufferoy Joe. Mufferoy Joe. Daddy say Big Joe drank a bucket of gin and then he beat the living tar out of 29 men. High on the ceiling of a Pembroke pub, there's 29 boot marks and they're slain with love. Heave high ho, the best man in Ottawa was Mufferoy Joe. Mufferoy Joe. Big Joe Mufferoy paddled in an Ottawa all the way from Ottawa in just one day. On the River Ottawa, the best man we ever saw was Big Joe Mufferoy, the old folks say. I'm a listener, I'll tell you what the old folks say. They say, heave high, ho, the best man in Ottawa was Mufferoy Joe. Mufferoy Joe. Big Joe Mufferoy, Big Joe Mufferoy, Big Joe Mufferoy, Big Joe Mufferoy.
Well, yes, friends, as we come up on the last couple of songs of the Jamboree this morning, I would like to pay tribute to a song which came out way back in 2008, which tells the story and song, the life and the career of Stompin' Tom Connors, none other than a song, well, simply titled The Ballad of Stompin' Tom. So with that, here's the later recording from that final sessions of Tom's musical career and path. We'll be back following this, play one final song, and then we'll be headed all home.
I was born in old St. John, New Brunswick by the sea. Back in 1936, it was just my mom and me. And as she wandered through the land, shunned by family, she often had to beg for bread while I was only three. She taught me to hitchhike and to face the road alone and sing about what life was like for those that had no home. Pulley, pulley, pulley. Well, I turned 4 in Halifax, 5 in Montreal, and every small town in between, by 6 I knew them all. And when the long road took us back to St. John, Mama cried. That night the strong arm of the law tore me from her side. And they made me an orphan and taught me not to roam. Just cry myself to sleep at night and not be a rolling stone. Pulley, pulley, pulley. by the time that I turned 8, they said that I was cured. Cured from all that wanderlust to which I had been lured. And just in case my mum would try to find out where I'd gone, they shipped me off to PEI to a farm in Skinner's Pond. And though I love the country, I call this island home. I'd sing about what life was like with a mother's love unknown. Bleep, bleep, bleep. When I was 13 years of age, I couldn't take no more. I ran away from home one day and left my island shore. And while the Mounties everywhere were looking for their men, on a merchant ship from old St. John, I sailed for Newfoundland. And away out on the Grand Banks, the truth came like a knife. A drifter I would always be upon the roads of life. Outly, bleep, bleep. Before the age of 17, I seen this country wide. An old guitar I'd gladly play, and I'd thank you for the ride. And many a conversations had through my journey long, they wound up in my repertoire of Canadian country songs. And everywhere I traveled, I dreamed along the way, God might make this vagabond a country star someday. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Then one night in Timmins Town, North Ontario, they said, if you can sing, we'll keep you around for a week or so. I packed the place for 14 months, and before they let me go, I'm driving a car, I got a new guitar, and I'm singing on the radio. From there, this old hitchhiker, he was on his road to fame, with Bud the Spud from the bright red mud and the good old hockey game. Utterly, bleep, bleep. Then came Sudbury Saturday night at the Gumboot Clogaroo. They made me the chairman of the board till I stomped the hole right through. And like old Luke with his old guitar, my song wasn't over yet, till I sang the ode that I wrote for the road and the mum that I can't forget. And when the party was over, I began to write this song. And tonight you've heard me sing the words to the ballad of Stompin' Tom. Tonight you've heard me sing the words to the ballad of Stompin' Tom. Oodly, oodly, oodly.
Well, yes, friends, it is once again that time in the program to play the very last selection of songs for the Wayback Country Jamboree for this, the 89th birthday of none other than Stompin' Tom Connors, Canada's Country King. With that, the year was 2011 that he brought out his final recordings, and off of this album titled The Roads of Life, there was a song that I would like to dedicate to all our war veterans, both past and present, and that is none other than the Flanders Field song. With that, I'd like to say that we'll be back following this. Send us all home. Welcome in, friends, and good morning.
In Flanders Field, where poppies grow, between the crosses, row on row, our graves are marked, as here we lie, out where the larks still bravely singing fly. Yet scarcely heard amid the guns below, in Flanders fields where the
the poppies grow in Flanders fields. Not long ago, we felt the dawnings and the sunset's glow. We lived in love and with great pride. We left our homes and then for freedom died. But are we dead? Do you answer no? In Flanders fields where poppies grow. In Flanders fields we fought our foe, and from our hands now the torch we throw. And as it burns, please hold it high, for if you break the faith with us who die, we shall not sleep. Though fair winds blow in Flanders fields where poppies grow, we shall not sleep. Though fair winds blow in Flanders fields where the poppies grow.
And that, friends, is a wrap on the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show. And as we say so long from the Way Back Country Jamboree, I would like to play now in the words of Stompin' Tom Connors, the way he would like to be remembered, in his own words.
What would I want to be remembered as? I think somebody who just wrote a song about what he's seen and what he experienced and what he knew at the time that was happening.
Well, yes, friends, we have officially come to the end of another Way Back Country Sunday morning. Morning here at the Way Back Country Jamboree. Following those words by Stompin' Tom Connors, I would like to wish him once again a happy 89th birthday up there in heaven. As we celebrated a man who was so much more than just an everyday man, he was in many ways the most patriotic and dedicated Canadian to ever have graced this country, stage, or radio, or in many ways our lives in Canada. Now, Stompin' Tom passed away at the age of 77 on March 6th, 2013. In many ways, it came without warning to many except for those closest to him. With that said, I like to pay tribute to Stompin' Tom the way he wanted to be remembered, and that was through a song titled I Am the Wind. Before Tom also passed away, he penned a letter to all his fans that said, I must now pass on the torch to all of you to help keep the maple leaf flying high and be the patriot Canada needs now and in the future. I humbly thank you one last time for allowing me into your homes. I hope I continue to bring a little bit of cheer into the lives from the work I have done. Sincerely, your friend, always, Stompin' Tom Connors. Yes, that was the way we said goodbye to Tom almost 12 years ago this coming March. As we say so long for this morning, I would like to play the song that he always wanted to be remembered by and is engraved on his tombstone in Erin, Ontario, none other than I Am the Wind. Then we'll follow with a song that was one that was played at his funeral in Peterborough, Ontario in 2013 by Mike Lum, and a tribute song titled Goodbye Stompin' Tom. With that, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to the program this morning. Say God bless each and every one of you, and we'll catch y'all next weekend. Same great time, same great place. Over CFRC 101.9 FM, 8 to 11. So long, friends. And yes, Tom, we still miss and need you, especially nowadays. So long.
Canadians are mourning the loss of a music legend. Stompin' Tom Connors died yesterday at the age of 77. He didn't need any prompting to produce Canadian content. He wrote and sang about Canada because he loved Canada.
I am the wind. I am the wind. to 10. All alone, I am the wind. I am the wind. I am the wind. Where I go is where I've been. I'm here today.
Songs like Margo's got the cargo bay and the old muckaluck shoe. So long, Stompin' Tom, may God take care of you. So many people I've not met, but yet I know by name, like poor old Ben down in the pen and that gal Red River Jane, or Potato and Tomato driving the Windsor in their car, and see walking past the pawn shop is Luke with his guitar. Well, so long, Stompin' Tom, I can't believe you're gone. So long, Stompin' Tom, but at least we've got your songs, like the TTC Skedaddler and Goodbye Rubberhead too. So long, Stompin' Tom, may God take care of you. Well, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they're all hanging on every word. by your singing songs of Saskatchewan and tobacco from Tillsonburg. A million drunken angels are singing with you tonight. And when you see my mom down in the front row, could you tell her I'm doing all right? And so long, Stompin' Tom, I can't believe you're gone. So long, Stompin' Tom, but at least we've got your songs. Like Big Joe Muffarah and Sudbury Saturday Night. So long, Stompin' Tom, may you rest in peace tonight. So long, Stompin' Tom, may you rest in peace tonight.
His songs spoke to common people about things they love and understand, like ketchup, potatoes, and tobacco picking, and the struggles of the everyday man. His memory will live on forever through the messages in the songs that he sang, in his wife and sons and daughters.